Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4809.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain that influence.
I'd have to say just my parents. They just taught me how to be a good person.
What do you aspire to be?
Happy.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
A good person.
What types of things make you happy?
Relaxing or being around other people.
And what types of things make you sad?
Seeing people or animals in pain.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
I came from a loving family, so I feel that I had a lot of support through life, and it made me a better person.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? And how did you develop this attribute?
I would say some reasoning skills over that of some others. And having sisters growing up, I kind of needed it.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
Having a big heart and being able to empathize with a lot of people. Because I think that makes you wanted by other people. People generally like you more.
What quality do you like best in yourself and what do you like least?
I like that I am able to reason without being emotional. And least, I almost don't have enough emotion when reasoning in a problem.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Just treat people the way you'd want to be treated. Don't judge anyone.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Relaxing or playing with the pets or being outside.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
I'd have to say it was a bobber cooler that floats because I didn't ask for it, and I love random gifts that I don't ask for, so...
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Playing with friends, being in the Boy Scouts, playing sports. All those were good.
What types of books do you enjoy?
Anything that interests me, from fiction, nonfiction, or history. It really depends on the plot.
Do you have a favorite book?
It'd have to be A History of Salt.
What is your favorite word, if you have one, and why?
Wouldn't have is my favorite word because it has two apostrophes in it and I just discovered it today.
What was the last movie you saw and did you like it?
It was Delivery Man with Vince Vaughn and yeah, it was good.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
Hockey, lacrosse. Football, baseball, anything like that.
What do you do for fun, and what are your hobbies?
For fun, I like to hang out with friends and be outdoors, and I like to build things for a hobby.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
Kind of a creative person. I'd say in the things I do with my friends as far as projects we do together.
Choose a prominent person, either living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
I'd have to say Johnny Carson, just because I think it would be hilarious and fun.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
I'd say hiring a particular person at work that I really wasn't sure about, but it turned out to be They turned out to be a great fit.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you? And if so, in what way?
I would have to say anything physics related, specifically string theory and particle physics. Because I spent so much time on it, it's just amazing how much there is.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Sitting on a boat, in the water, drinking a beer.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
My friends.
What is your approach to life?
Just do your best and take some risks and have fun. Don't take it too seriously.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? And how did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
I would say the passing of pets was very difficult, and it really just taught me to cherish all the moments I had.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
Finishing a construction project that I did with one of my friends.
Who is your favorite actor?
We'll say Johnny Depp.
What is your favorite dinner?
Probably anything Mexican food.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Monopoly.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
Let the dogs out and get ready to go.
What is something you wish you could do, but you can't?
Win the lottery.
What is your favorite season and why?
Either summer or winter, I don't really know. Just because any season where I can be on a lake, I like it.
What's the funniest thing that ever happened to you?
There's just so many, I don't think I could pick a specific specific thing.
If you were a superhero, who would you be and what would your special power be?
We'll just go with Superman. I like the whole flying and invincible and X-ray vision thing. That's fine.
If you could be invisible, where would you go and what would you do?
I would go to a remote beach and relax and, yeah, just spend the day doing that alone.
When did you first become interested in the field that you're studying at school?
Once I got to school. I would say once I found out a little bit more about it in college.
What are your plans upon graduation?
To work for a financial and investments company.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
It would be senior financial management for a major company.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what do you think you'd be doing with things like work and family and traveling?
I think I would be working a lot, hopefully, somewhere in the finance area, have a family, a few kids, and probably not enough time to travel.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
A night out, going to the theater, or staying in with some wine and a movie. Either one.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Someone who is a better person than me.
What is the nicest thing you think you could do for a significant other?
Just tell them how much I appreciate them every day.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
It's for a good cause.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4809.